Boston's Fenway Park, home of the Red Sox, turns 100 today. Its many, many star turns include a mention in the movie Field of Dreams.
I think something's gonna happen to the game. I don't know what, but there's something at Fenway Park, and I gotta be there with Terrence Mann to find it out.
Is Fenway the one with the big green wall in left field?
That's the one. The Green Monster, or Monsta, as they say in Boston, houses Fenway's antique manual scoreboard.
Some fans are paying more than $1,000 to sit on top of the Green Monster when the Red Sox play. Glenn Stout is author of the book Fenway 1912.
Because of the age of the stadium, it is very much, and in a very physical way, a shared experience. You know, if somebody on one end of your aisle jumps up in joy, you know, there's going to be a ripple effect all the way down your aisle because you're crowded so close together.
Ken Greenwood has been an usher at Fenway for 45 seasons.
Even though they change, make little tweaks here and there, it still seems like it's the same ballpark that I came to as a kid.
The same right field foul pole, the same Fenway Franks, and the same dedicated fans who rise not just for a seventh inning stretch, but also for an eighth inning sing-along.
They will sing as the Red Sox play their rivals, the New York Yankees, at Fenway today. Sweet Caroline.